More than 1 million Iranian Americans live in the United States, and many have families still living back in Iran. There are lots of concerns and fears of a war in their home country after last week's killing of Qassem Soleimani. Asel Rod is a research fellow for the National Iranian American Council in the United States, and she joins us on Skype from Irvine, California. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So you were born in the U.S., but most of your extended family actually lives in Iran, and you've had a chance to talk with them since General Soleimani's death. What have they been sharing with you?
A lot of what they've been sharing is feelings of fear, feelings of sort of anxiousness, not really knowing what the next steps are. But another thing that was very important, and a lot of them have highlighted, is that now, after this event, you know, there were protests in Iran less than two months ago. And those protests were targeted against their own government. And a lot of them keep highlighting the fact that now it's like those protests have died. And there's really this event in many ways is being seen as a strong blow to their national pride. And so it's having this sort of rallying effect where even people who don't like the regime still find a problem with this because it undermines Iranian sovereignty and because this particular figure is someone who is seen as a protector of the borders because his particular role in the Quds force was to focus on external Iranian foreign policy, not domestic. You know, a lot of commentary, for instance, is people saying things like, if it wasn't for Soleimani, then ISIS would be in Iran. So I think more than anything else, the feeling that I'm getting from them is concern for what is to come.
Yes. You mentioned those protests that happened over the hike in gas prices and the struggling economy. Amnesty International reported that more than 300 protesters were killed in a crackdown. Can you talk a little bit more deeply about what Soleimani's killing has meant for those anti-government protests moving forward?
Well, it's extinguished them completely. I mean, so the government physically cracking down on a protest doesn't mean that the sentiment behind the protest is gone. But now in many ways, that sentiment and this is, of course, not for all. There's still many, many Iranians who have extreme discontent with the government, would like to see the government be changed. But that's not necessarily a majority opinion. But even and I would argue that the majority opinion in Iran is that they're completely dissatisfied with their government because of its corruption, mismanagement, and because they find themselves in a very difficult, more than anything else, economic situation. That, of course, was exacerbated by U.S. actions, by the Trump administration quitting the Iran deal, levying sanctions. But really, this event sort of changed the whole narrative because now, and this has been something that people like myself, people who have studied Iran and are, you know, analysts have been trying to say is, while we're looking at the situation as, well, they have a discontent with their own government, so if we put enough pressure, you know, they'll then put pressure on their own government. There's also, you know, I mean, it's still a nation state. They still have national pride. And especially when it comes to foreign aggression, that was always the concern, that the more aggressive we become, the more we're going to help unite them. And actually against us. And that's precisely what happened with this action.
I want to ask you about some things that we've seen here in the United States and also at some of the borders. We're learning that dozens of Iranians and Iranian Americans were held for hours at the Washington state border with Canada over the weekend after the Department of Homeland Security ramped up security at borders. And some folks were reportedly held and questioned for up to 10 hours. This is extremely troubling to you.
Yes, it's extremely troubling because, you know, it's sort of this moment where you feel like your Americanness, being an American, is being almost questioned. And that's because of the nature of the questions that are being asked, right? There were people who were reporting that the questions that they're asked are about the political situation, which seems wildly inappropriate to ask, you know, an American person who's an American citizen who's just coming back to their country, how they feel about a political situation, about their country of heritage. But what's troubling is to think what effect any kind of conflict would now have on us here, because we have this precedent in U.S. history when you look at World War II and Japanese internment. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to exaggerate the events that have taken place, but you know, there's certainly those types of comments occurring within the community right now, and whether those are an exaggeration or not, it highlights the fact that something is wrong if there are Americans who are feeling vulnerable and insecure in their own country.
Asal Raad, research fellow for the National Iranian American Council in the United States. Asal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.